Today is the fifth day of our 8 Ways to Praise program. Do you remember ever receiving praise when you were a child? Now, if you were born more than 40 years ago, it's possible that you received a lot less than today's kids. The previous generations had a strong tradition of Midas HaGevura, self-restraint, which tempered their Midas HaChesed, their overflowing love. It's possible that you received more constructive and instructive feedback than praise. Now, while some of us did mature into disciplined, resilient adults, we may remain unaccustomed to praising children. But think back to that time where you were praised and think about the impact that it had on you. I remember that a teacher said that I read clearly, loudly, and pleasantly. Who knows? That's probably why I have the guts to make these audios. Now, look around at the children in your life and notice a good quality. And then tell them, say, I watched you make up games for the little kids and keep them happy all afternoon. You are creative and helpful. When Zadie needed his glasses, you ran to get them. You're quick to help others. From all the types of praise that we engage in, praising a child is the most valuable. And that is because it penetrates and becomes part of their self-image forever. Today, we will kindle the flame in a child. Today, we will be the parent, teacher, or aunt that we wished we had as a kid. You can spread light and love with your power of positivity today.